In the past 15 years, the number of patients in the VA's North Carolina and Virginia region has more than doubled. And the biggest influx of new patients in the country has been countered with the biggest building boom. New clinics, new hospital wings, all kinds of expansion, especially in North Carolina.
My name's Heather Boaz, and I'm a project engineer here at the Durham VA.
She's standing inside a wing under construction that will add 10 new hospice beds and family-friendly living spaces. The Durham VA is seeing about 900 new patients a month. And so even on a tight, landlocked hospital site, there's still plenty to do.
We also are adding a radiation oncology wing. We're adding some primary care space and some dental care space, and increasing parking where we can.
And the Durham VA and the other three VA hospitals around the state have come to anchor their own local networks of care, with satellite clinics that help meet demand in the cities and also push care out closer to veterans elsewhere. In just the past 2 years, the VA has built three new outpatient clinics so large they look like hospitals. They total nearly 1 million square feet of space in Charlotte, Fayetteville, and Kernersville.
The clinics have expanded dramatically. We have over 30 clinics now, which have been spread all over the geography of North Carolina and Virginia.
Mark Shellhorse is acting director of the VA Healthcare Regional Network that's mainly made up of North Carolina and Virginia.
The majority of care that any individual needs is just basic care. You need to see your primary care doctor, your internist, if you will, your general practitioner. If we can get that care done in the community, it provides a service to the veteran. They don't have to travel as far. It's much more easy for them to access care when they need it.
And since empty buildings can't take care of patients, the VA has hired hundreds of doctors, nurses, and other workers to staff them. According to data compiled by NPR, the number of employees at the four hospitals and their clinics has increased substantially since 2014. The Fayetteville VA has nearly 30% more employees and Salisbury about 11% more. That helped the VA push down most wait times across the state, or at least hold them steady. The Fayetteville VA hospital in particular have become notorious for some of the worst wait times in the country. But the giant new clinic that opened in late 2015 has helped.
We had waiting times because we were out of space, and we couldn't hire the providers to practice in space that didn't exist.
Shellhorse said that in recent months, the program that lets veterans use private care has helped too. Wait times are still higher than they should be, but have improved greatly.
So it's probably not solved. I hate to be committing myself to that kind of a statement. It's well on the mend, though. We've gone from over a 30-day primary care wait time to a 5.5-day wait time, which is remarkable.
VA projections say the number of new patients is expected to grow at nearly the same pace for years to come. And there's a proposal to build another giant clinic in Raleigh to help take the pressure off of the Durham VA. The VA's budget picture is murky. President Donald Trump has called for expanding it, but his VA secretary, David Shulkin, isn't taking larger budgets for granted. He's restricted new hiring for administrative positions and is expected to increase the use of private care for VA patients. Shulkin recently visited the Durham VA. He said that the VA might close more than 1,100 vacant and underused buildings around the country. He said that would free up funding so construction could continue where it's most needed.
That is our intent. Where we're seeing growth in veterans, and you're seeing them here in North Carolina, we need to get more resources for capital here.
And he said new staff would continue flowing to the fast-growing areas too. So, at least for a while, the VA building and hiring boom in North Carolina may continue. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.